Enter Catherine. A widow with a small boy and a large estate.
When I first saw Pippin, he was lying on the road like a discarded rag. I would have passed him by. Perhaps I should have passed him by. But there was something about his foot. Yes, it was the arch of his foot that caught my eye. What I did was merely an act of Christian charity. After all, I had no idea that this discarded rag would clean up so well. There he was. He didn't know where he was. And he looked so lost and exhausted, you'd almost swear he was dead. So I said, pick him up, put him to bed, see that he's bathed and clothed and fed. After all, how could I foretell he'd clean up oh so very well? Imagine my surprise when I raised my eyes and there he was. The man had obviously lost the will to live. So the first thing I had to do was to get him interested in something. Something that would restore his faith in life. Something like me. Well, Pippin, I'm sure there are many things you'd like to know about me, aren't there?
No.
Good. My name is Catherine. I'm a widow. I have a son. I own this estate.
I'm your average, ordinary kind of woman, competent and neat, making life a treat, others as nice. You meet often, I know, at least once or twice, every decade or so. I'm your everyday, customary kind of woman, practical as salt, modest to a fault, conservative with a budget, liberal with a meal, just your average ideal. My telling you this may seem sudden. It may not interest you much at all right now, but things change, things change. Still, I'll understand if I'm not your kind of woman. Anyone can make one terrible mistake, and I've no special glamour, no bait I can twirl, for I'm just a plain, everyday, commonplace, come what may, average.